Hilchas Choyvel Omazik, the laws of personally inflicted injuries and damages, chapter 6. This chapter contains 16 halachas. The subject matter dealt with here is damages that one personally inflicts on someone else's property. How are these damages assessed? What does one have to pay? And in what case does he have to pay? And in what cases is he free from paying? Halacha Aleph, Hamazik Momin Chaveri, one who damages someone else's property. We are not talking here about the damages that we learned in Hilchas Nizke Momin, where he did not personally inflict the damage. It was his property, his animal, or something else caused the damage. We're talking about here, he personally damaged someone's property. Chayiv L'shalim Nezek Sholim, he has to pay the full amount of the damages. Bein Shehoya Shoigeg, Bein Shehoya Onus, regardless of whether he did it unwillingly and unknowingly, or even if he did it by accident, Harehu Kemezid. It's as if he had done it willingly and intentionally, as we learned in Hilchas Nizkei Momin, that Adam Mu'ed Lo'ilam, a person is always forewarned and expected to cause damage. Ketzad, for example, Nofal Min Agag, even if he fell off the roof, Vishavar Sakalim, and he fell onto utensils and broke them, Oishaniskal Kishuhu Mahalech, or he tripped or slipped while he was walking, Vinafal Alakli, and he fell on a utensil, Vishavroi, and he broke it, Chayav Nezek Sholim, he has to pay the full damages. Shenemar, as the Posek says, it's a Posek in Parshas Emoir, Umake Behemo Yishalmeno, one who strikes and kills someone else's animal must pay for it. Loi Chilek HaKosev Bein Shoigig LeMezid. Here it says one who strikes, and there's no indication that it has to be intentional. The Posek makes no distinction between doing it intentionally or unintentionally. Halocha Beis, and even though here it speaks about killing someone else's animal, the same law applies equally to killing someone else's animal, or breaking his utensils, or tearing his garments, or cutting down some plants that someone else had planted. Hakil din echad hu, in all cases the same law applies that he has to pay full damages. Halacha gimel, bamed dvarim amurim, when do these laws apply that he has to pay the full damages, even if it happened by accident, such as when he tripped and broke something? Birshus hanizak, if that occurred in the property of the owner of the damaged utensil. Aval birshus hamazik, however, if it happened in the property of the one who caused the damage, einechayev l'shalim elim hizik bizodin. In such a case, he does not have to pay unless he intentionally caused damage. As we learned, in his own property, he has no permission to intentionally cause damage, because it's his property in that he can evict a trespasser, but he cannot damage him. Therefore, if he did it intentionally, he has to pay. Otherwise, he doesn't have to pay because he's permitted to walk around here, and the owner of the damaged utensils had no business leaving his utensils here. Avo bishgogoi boinis, so therefore, if it was done unintentionally or by accident, potter, he does not pay. V'chein im hoyu shneihem birshus, and so also, if it was a place where both of them had some ownership here, or both of them had permission to enter, or it was a private property belonging to someone else, and neither of them had permission to enter here, and one of these trespassers caused damage to the other, he caused damage to the other person, if he did it unintentionally, potter, he does not have to pay. Halacha dalit, hoya oila basulam, if someone was climbing up a ladder, v'nishmeta shliva mitachtav, and one of the rungs of the ladder slipped out from under him, v'nafla, and the rung fell down, v'hizikar, and it caused the damage, imloy hoysa mehudekes v'chazok, if it were not tightly put in and strong, so that it could support him, chayav. In such a case, he has to pay. Hoysa chazoka umudekes, if, however, it was strong and it was tightly in place, v'nishmeta, and it fell, and it slipped out, nevertheless, oysha hitliya, or it became rotten and it broke, hareza potter, the one climbing the ladder does not have to pay. Shazu, makabide shamayim hi, because this is considered even more than an accident, this is considered as an act of God, as it's called today. It's called something completely beyond his control. V'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh, and so any similar case. So in such a case, he does not pay. Kol elu hadvarim b'shus hanizik. All of these cases where we say he does have to pay, it's when it happened in the property of the injured party. Aval b'shus hamazik, but if it happened in the property of the one who caused the damage, potter. In all cases, he does not pay achi yiskaven lahazik, unless he intentionally inflicted damage, k'moshe b'yarnu, as we have already stated in this chapter. Halocha hei, harei shamilei chatzar chaveri kade yayin v'shemen. If someone, therefore it turns out that if someone filled up the entire area of some, of his friend's courtyard, of his property, that is, with pitchers of wine and oil, afilu hichnisa bershus, even if he brought them in there with permission, he gave him permission to bring in and leave their pitchers of wine and oil, hoyu v'loy kibul alav bal hechotzel lishmer, since the owner of the property only gave him permission to leave his things there, but he himself did not take upon himself responsibility to guard it. Therefore, the owner of the property can go in and out as is his usual fashion, and he does not have to be careful with these things that were left there. And anything that breaks of these pitchers while he goes in and out, he does not have to pay for that, because even though he gave him permission to leave it there, it means you can leave it there, but you take care of it. He did not take responsibility himself. If, however, he broke them intentionally, in such a case, then even if the owner of the pitchers brought him in without permission, he has to pay, because he has no permission, even in his own property, to break someone else's utensils. So the same law to similar cases. Halacha vav. Shor sha'ola al gabe shor lahargoi. If one ox mounted onto another ox to kill it, birshus hamazik, and this took place in the property of the one who is causing the damage, shahu bal hatachten, that means it took place in the property of the owner of the ox that was underneath, the ox that was being killed, that is, another ox trespassed in here and mounted the owner's ox to kill him. What kind of damage did the owner of the bottom ox want to do? We will learn right away. Bein shehoya tam, bein shehoya mu'ed. And this does not matter whether the ox that's trying to kill the other one is tam, is inexperienced, and will only pay half the damage. And therefore, the owner of the ox underneath, if he'll be killed, the owner stands to lose. Or even bein shehoya mu'ed, it was an experienced ox for which he'll have to pay the full damage, so he does not stand to lose anything. Nevertheless, uba bala tachten, if the owner of the property, who's the owner of the ox that's underneath, that's being killed, he came along, v'shamat es shoyrei, and he pulled out his ox from underneath the trespassing ox, lahatziloi, in order to save his own ox, v'nafal elyoin, and because he did so, the ox that was on top fell down, v'meis, and it died, hareze poter, the owner does not have to pay here. Halacha zayin, doch foy li elyin v'meis. However, if he did not pull his own ox out from underneath, he pushed off the ox that was on top, that was trying to kill his ox, and it died. Then the law is as follows. Im hoya yochil l'shamtoi, if he could have pulled out his own ox without pushing the ox that was on top, v'loy shamtoi, and he didn't pull out his own ox, harei zechayev, then he has to pay, because he has intentionally damaged the ox here. V'im loy hoya yochil l'shamtoi, if he could not have pulled out his own ox, and the only way he could save his own ox is by pushing the ox that was on top of him and attacking him, harei zepoter, then he does not have to pay. If two people were walking in a public place, one of them was carrying a barrel, and one of them was carrying a piece of lumber, and they walked into each other, v'nishbera chavisei shalzeh bekoirosei shalzeh, and this person's barrel was broken by this person's board that he was carrying, potter. He does not have to pay for this damage, because this one has permission to walk in the public place and carry his things, and this one has permission to walk and carry his things. And therefore, there's also, even though there's a responsibility on the part of the lumber carrier to watch where he's going, but the since he has permission to walk here, there's also a responsibility on the part of the barrel carrier to watch his barrel and see that no one knocks into him. Hoya bal hakoira rishin ubal echoves achroin. If they were walking one behind the other, the owner of the lumber was in front and the owner of the barrel was behind. V'nishbera chovis bakoira poter. And the barrel was broken on the board, he does not have to pay, because the owner of the barrel saw the owner of the board in front of him, he should have taken care. V'im amad bal hakoira lanuach mikovid masoi. If, however, the owner of the board stopped suddenly in the middle of his walking in order to rest for a moment because of the heavy weight that he was carrying, chayav, now he has to pay, because the owner of the barrel was careful and he gauged how fast he was walking so as not to walk into the board that the other one was carrying. The one carrying the board made a sudden stop. If, however, he warned the owner of the barrel, the omaloy, and he said to him, Amoid, stop, because I'm going to stop now and you'll hit me and break your barrel. So if he said, stop, potter, now he does not have to pay. Omad letakin masoi. If, however, he stopped not to rest from his burden for a minute, but he stopped to adjust the load on himself, harehu kimahalech. This is as if he is still walking, upotter, and now he does not have to pay. V'afapishaloi hisya lebalechoves. And even though he didn't warn the owner of the barrel, why? Shehu torid bedarkoi. Because since he's walking and he's merely stopped to adjust it, he's busy with going on his road and carrying his load and adjusting it, and he has no time to warn people. And since it's a public place, the person following him should have been careful. Hoya balachovis rishain. If the owner of the barrel was in front, ubal keda achrin, and the owner of the board was walking behind, v'nishbera chovis bekoira, and the barrel was broken by the board, chayev. Now the owner of the board has to pay, because since he was behind him, he should have taken care, and the one with the barrel was in front. There's no way he could take care. Shezeh k'moshe shavri b'yodei b'chavona. Because if he was following him and didn't take care, it's as if he had deliberately broken the barrel by hand. V'im amad bal chovis lanuach poter. If, however, the owner of the barrel stopped suddenly to rest for a moment, and the owner of the board kept on going and didn't have a chance to stop in time, and he broke it, he does not pay. If, however, the owner of the barrel, before he stopped, he warned the owner of the board, and he said, Amoid, he said, stop, and he kept on going and he broke the barrel, he has to pay. However, if the owner of the barrel stopped not to rest for a moment, but he stopped to adjust his load, even though he did not, it's as if he's still walking, and even though he did not warn the owner of the board, the owner of the board has to pay. And the same rule that we just applied here, all the rules of the board and the barrel, will apply in a case where one person is carrying a candle, and a lit candle, and the other person is carrying a load of flax. And the load of flax caught fire from the candle. V'chein kol k'yotzi b'zeo, so any similar case. Halacha tesh, na'im shoyu mahalchim b'shus haram, two people who are walking in a public place, echod rotz v'echod mahalich, one was running and one was walking normally. V'huzak echod mehem b'chaveri shaloi b'kavon, and one of them was injured by the, was damaged, that is, by the other, unintentionally. Zeharotz chayev, m'pneishu m'shana, the one who was running has to pay for the damage because he was going in an unusual fashion. And therefore, the one who was running has walking has precedence. And he had permission to walk here, and the one who's running has no permission to run. The Imhoya Erev Shabbos, if, however, it was Friday afternoon, Bein Hashmashes, close to sunset, Potter. Now the one who was running also does not have to pay mipnei b'shus hurotz, because everyone is in a hurry, and since it's a public place, we know people are running in the public place erev Shabbos late in the afternoon. He's in a big hurry, so that Shabbos won't arrive, and he's still busy with his business. Therefore, people are running. Or in an ordinary case, not Erev Shabbos, if both were running, so each one had done an unusual thing, and they damaged one the other, Shneim Turim, neither of them has to pay, v'afilu b'shar hayomim, even if it's some other day, not Erev Shabbos. Halacha Yud, Echad Hamazik B'yodoy, the same laws of personally inflicted damages apply to one who damaged with his hand, or he zarak even, or if he threw a stone, or yara chetz, or he shot an arrow, v'hizik by it, he caused a damage by it, or she potar mayim al chaveiroi, or he emptied out some water on his fellow man, or yara kelim, or on utensils, v'hizik boy. And he caused a damage by that, or he shirok, or he spit, or he gnaw, or he sneezed, or coughed, v'hizik b'kichoy v'niyoy, and he caused some damage with his saliva, or the mucus that's ejected, v'esha holchu mikoychoy, while they were still flying from the force of the cough or the sneeze, hareza kemazik b'yodei. All of these cases are the same as if he had caused the damage by hand. And these are derivative damages of the damage directly caused by the human being by hand, and he has to pay. If, however, he spit, and the spit already rested on the ground, or the mucus that he ejected by sneezing or coughing has already rested on the ground, and thereafter someone came along and slipped on them and was injured, now he has to pay, not as a personally inflicted injury, but as an injury caused by his property. It's the damage of a pit that one, or an obstacle that one created in the public place, which we learned in Hilchas Nizkei Mamim. Shekol Takola Teild is Barhi, because any obstacle that one leaves in the street is a derivative of a bar, of a ditch or a pit that one dug. K'moshe B'yarnu, as we already stated in Hilchas Nizkei Mamim, in chapter 13. Halacha Yudalef Loitish Shahoya Makeba Patish, a blacksmith who was banging with his hammer, the Yotza Gates Mitachas HaPatish, and a spark flew out from underneath the hammer, the Hizik, and it caused the damage. Hareza Chayev, he has to pay for the damage. Kamisha Zorak Evan Achetz. It's not a damage caused by his property, as if he had lit a fire and didn't watch it. It's as if he had thrown a stone or shot an arrow. V'chein Habanai Shekibel Olov Esakesel Lesosroi, and so also a builder who took upon himself a job of knocking down a wall, Veshiber Esroavonim, and he broke the stones, Oihizik, or he caused some other damage, Chayev, he has to pay. Hoyesoise Mitzad Zeh, Venafel Mitzad Acher, if he was breaking down the wall on one side and it fell over to another side, Potter, now he does not have to pay. Nachmas Hamake Chayev. If, however, it was as a direct result of his banging on the wall that it fell over and caused damage, then he has to pay Shazek Zayrik Chayitz the Hizik Boyhu, because this is a direct cause of his action, a direct result of his action, and it's as if he had shot an arrow and caused the damage. Halacha Yud Beis Hakoyvesh Bemas Chaveri Bamayim. One who ducked his fellow man's animal under the water and pushed it under the water, or it fell into the water by itself, and he held it down and didn't allow it to come up until it drowned and died in the water, or he left it in a someone else's animal, that is, in a place where the sun was beating down, and he closed the place up in front of her so the animal could not get out and find a shady place. and he made the animal remain there until the son killed it. He has to pay, even though he didn't deliberately damage the animal. It was the son that damaged, but since it's a direct result of his action, he has to pay. And so any similar case. Two people who killed an animal both together, or they broke a utensil both together, they have to pay the damages, and it's divided among the two of them. Halacha Yudalid, Chamisha Sheinichu Chamish Chavilis Al HaBehema V'loi Meisar. Five people, each of whom had a bundle, and each of the people put his package down. So they put five packages down onto an animal, so that belonged to some other person. Veloy mesa, and this was not enough to kill the animal. The animal didn't die. Ubo zeho achra, in an hour, last person came. Vehinia chavilosa yoleho, and he put his bundle down on it, vamesa. And the animal died. In hoisa, mahalechas boisen chavilas, if the animal was walking with the original bundles, that is, the weight of the original packages was not enough to prevent the animal from walking, so the animal would not have died without this last person putting an additional bundle down. And now when this last person put an extra bundle down, the animal stopped and could no longer walk, and then it died from this weight. The last one has to pay, and the first ones don't have to pay, because what they did would certainly not have caused the death of the animal. If, however, to begin with, the animal could not have walked, was unable to walk, because the original packages were already sufficient to cause the death of the animal, then the first ones have to divide the damage among themselves, and the last one has to pay nothing, because the animal would have died anyway, and he didn't add anything to the death of the animal. And if we cannot determine what happened originally, then all of them have to divide the damages equally. So also a case where five people sat down all together on a chair, and they didn't break it. It was a chair that belonged to some other person. They didn't break it. And now a last person came down, number six, the Yoshev Olav, and he also sat down on it, and now it broke. Even though the chair should have broken from the rate of, from the weight of the original five before this last one sat down, since his additional weight made it break all the faster, therefore this last one has to pay. Shahari oimrim loy, because the first five can say to him, ilu loy nis machto alov, if you hadn't added your additional weight to it, hayinu oimdim koidim sheishaver, it would have taken longer for the chair to break, and we would have stood up before the chair broke. And now that you sat down, the last one, it broke immediately, we didn't have a chance to get up. Therefore, he has to pay and not they. V'im yashvu kiachas, if, however, they all sat down at once, kulam chayavim, all of them have to pay. V'chen kol kayitzim, is there so any similar case? Halacha tezayin, odam v'shor, shadachvu behema yodam aykelim, if a human being and an ox together push another animal, or another person, oi kelim, or utensils, oi bemas psulei hamukdashim, or an animal that had been consecrated and had become disqualified from being offered on the altar, la boyer, they pushed the damaged property into a pit, vehuzak hanitchav baboyer, and the one that was pushed in there, the person or the animal that was pushed into the pit, was damaged, oy mace, or it was killed there, oy nishtabru hakelim, or the utensils that were pushed in there were broken, then the following laws apply. There are three who caused the damage here. The person who did the pushing, the owner of the ox who did the pushing, and the owner of the pit. In this case, the payment for the damages is apportioned as follows. It depends on what the damaged item was. Le'inyan nizkei adam, concerning injury that happened to a person who was pushed into the pit, oy hezek behema, or injury that happened to an animal that fell into the pit, that was pushed here into the pit, shloshtam chayavim, all three of them have to pay. Ha'adam hadoichif, the person who pushed, ubal hashoyer, and the owner of the ox that did the pushing, ubal habor, and the owner of the pit, umishalshin beinehem, and they divide the damage among them. The payment of the damage. Le'inyan demei v'lodis. If, however, a pregnant woman was pushed into the pit and she miscarried her babies, v'arbo dvarim, or a person was pushed into the pit and besides being damaged, he suffered the other things, medical expenses and unemployment and pain and embarrassment, the other four items, odom chayov, in such a case, the person who did the pushing, he has to pay, because the case of payment, the punishment that one has to pay for causing the miscarriage to the woman, and the case of the four things that one has to pay for personally inflicted injuries on another person, this applies only to a person who committed the damage. Ubal hashoyer, but the owner of the ox, ubal haboyer, the owner of the pit, pturim, they don't have to pay, because payments for such things only apply to personally inflicted injury. Le'inyan kofer, concerning the redemption money, that is, in a case where the ox had already gored or caused a death like this three times, and now it has been forewarned, it's an experienced ox, if it caused the death of a human being three times already, now not only does the ox have to be put to death, but the owner of the ox has to pay also the redemption money. Ushloishim shel eved, or in a case where it was a slave that was killed by being pushed into the pit here, and in a case of a slave, you pay not the cost of the slave, but you pay 30 sloim for the slave as a fine. In such a case, bal hashor chayav, the owner, in the case that is where an ox did the damage, bal hashor chayav, here the owner of the ox has to pay, because the kofar, the redemption money for killing a person, it only applies to an ox, and the 30 that you pay for a slave only applies to an ox. Bal hashor chayiv, the owner of the ox has to pay. V'odam u'bal habor pturim, but the person who pushed them in doesn't have to pay, because the person who did the pushing here doesn't have to pay either, because since it resulted in the death of a human being, it's a capital crime, and even if he did it unintentionally, we learned that in the case of a capital crime, even when it's unintentional and the death penalty is not actually inflicted, nevertheless he does not pay money. And so also the owner of the pit does not have to pay, because we learn shoyer veloy odom, that the pasuk specifies you pay for damage to an ox, but not to a human being who got killed in the case of a pit. Le'inyan kelim upsulei hamukdashim, concerning utensils that were broken in this case, upsulei hamukdashim, or an animal that was consecrated and was the property of the altar already and had become disqualified and could not be sacrificed, odom ubal hashoyer chayovim, the person who pushed it in has to pay, ubal hashor, the owner of the ox has to pay here, who did the pushing, ubal habor potter, but the owner of the pit does not have to pay. In the case of utensils, the owner of the pit does not have to pay, because we learned chamor v'loy kelim, the pasuk specifies that a donkey will be damaged there or killed, but not utensils. If utensils were broken in the pit, the owner of the pit does not have to pay. And so also in the case of psulei hamukdashim, in the case of animals that were consecrated and had become disqualified, he does not have to pay, because concerning damage in the pit there, the pasuk says, "V'hameis yeloi," after he pays the for the cost of the live animal that was killed in the pit. The dead one shall belong to him, the pasuk says. Here, since the dead one cannot belong to him because it was consecrated and he can make no use of it other than eating it, since it died in the pit, he can't eat it. Therefore, we cannot apply this law, and therefore he does not pay.